You served with Ed Markey, correct?
Right.
Was he elected the same year as you?
Yes, he was.
How did you get along with him?
Well, we were all in the same room up on the fourth floor. Bonnie Frank, Doris Bunty, Ed Markey, myself, there were a couple of other folks. I think, I don't know. There were a couple of other folks who were part of what we call the, or had to do with the progressive group of the party. And so he used to tell us later that he had told his mother that he was in the room with these ultra-liberal folks, et cetera. But anyhow...
Not including him?
Well, he said he was too young to know some of the stuff, but he really caught on very, very, very well. Yeah, we did have some, you know, disagreements. He was not a supporter of the ways in which we were dealing with the racial imbalance and whatnot. But nonetheless, over time, he became, I think, very, very important member of the Democratic Study Group, was what we called it. And one of the things that I say to folks now in terms of, well, why are you supporting him? I said, listen, he was on the FCC, the committee in the Congress, and he made all the right moves for people to get access. And I believe, and this is the same for Charles Clemens, who walked from Boston to D.C. to get people access to the media in ways that I think are very, very, very important, because people can talk about this country, they can talk about freedom of speech, but you don't have it when you don't have a variety of media outlets under control of different groups. We get more disinformation from the current process. It's more corporate-related than it is education. People in other parts of the world know more about what's going on here than a lot of folks here.